Better duck, Christ cuck. Shut! And let's expose these Jewish lies. The show starts now. Right now, you son of a biscuit.
Don't worry, child. We will.
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best show on the internet. You've arrived. What's up? What's happening?
Go for it.
Flexing all these niggers.
I met a German woman recently that her grandfather was in the U-boat service. She told me how he was on leave, ordered back to ship, but was one day late because a typing error on the order. Ship sank, he lived.
Ha! Huh, interesting. Thank you, Jeff Goy. White power, man. Sounds like the Titanic. The Titanic. Did anyone watch the Titanic? I never watched. Well, I think I watched it one time. Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I never got into the Titanic. I remember, like, all the chicks that I was talking to at that age were like, oh, like, they watched that movie so many fucking times. I just thought I thought the chick that they picked for the movie was fucking ugly. You know, it's just like, you know, maybe I would watch it if you put like the lead actress, maybe like someone who's actually hot. But the fact that you put some like ugly broad in there, just like I couldn't get into it. I just couldn't get into the movie. I think I watched it one time. I was like, this is gay. It's like one of those movies that you have to watch like when you have, you know, a girlfriend in the beginning stages. You know, it's like The Notebook, The Titanic. What are some other movies that like chicks force you to watch when you first are like in that honeymoon stage? What are those movies? Let's go through that. Those are always fun, right? Twilight? I actually did watch that with a girlfriend at one point, yeah. No, Nicolas Cage movies. No, that whole 50 First Dates, I was like, how do you expect me like to get romantic with a broad watching an Adam Sandler movie, right? Like do you really expect to like get some action watching Adam Sandler 50 First Dates? Like, that is like the worst pick. Okay, let me just tell you, if you're like a youngster and a chick tells you to put on a fucking 50 First Dates movie, do not do it. You have to stand your ground on that and never watch 50 First Dates with a young chick. Twilight, listen, Twilight's cool, you know, but like 50 First Dates, not cool. All right, let's say, how's everyone doing? 1 to 100, how's everyone doing? Let's see how everyone's doing. God, I fucking hate Adam Sandler now. Hate him! Alright, got some, it's a Wednesday. Everyone's kind of like, I guess I'm alright. Not everyone's in that fighting spirit, huh? We're gonna have to change that. We're gonna have to get you guys pumped up, get you the fighting spirits. Fighting Irish, fighting Italians, alright? Okay, well, listen, man, cheer it up, okay? We got a good show for you guys, I think, kind of. I think kind of, maybe, sort of, who knows, show today. First clip I'm going to play is absolute fucking raw madness, okay? Absolute raw fucking madness. Get the real levels up, okay? It's Wednesday. Keep in mind, we're doing the Friday night OME TV stream for all the people that just only watch my show to see me, you know, yell nigger and stuff.
Go for it.
That's Friday.
Some reason I don't believe Adam Sandler's actual last name is Sandler.
I don't know. What do you think it is? It could be something else. I don't. I think it probably is. It sounds accurate. What else? Yeah. Also, guys, since we did the since we hit bonus and we did pretty good last week, you know, because I did open up a Saturday random stream, pop up stream, and it ended up covering, you know, what we're short on. I am going to do. We're going to try this out. Okay, if there's a lot of love and support on these Saturday streams, I'm going to bust out OME TV on Friday, OME TV on Saturday. Okay, now if you guys like it, support it, okay, on Saturday night, okay? So we're going to try this out. I usually do not stream on a Saturday, okay? So if you guys, show some love if that's what you want, okay? So I only do Friday, but we're going to try out Saturday, okay, because I know that a lot of people like to see it. And honestly, you know, if I want to get my numbers up, there's, you know, I've got to be able to, you know, put some more content out there that kind of drags in the people. I don't know. Listen, did you first come to this show by OME TV? What if it was through OME TV, or two, if it was something different? When you first got to the show, was it by watching clips, or did you like clips of OME TV, or was it something completely different? So one is for people that saw some clips on X, I'm assuming. And then the other one was, you probably saw some clips of some IRL shit on X. I'm assuming that most of the people that are new to the show probably, you know, yeah, like No Political Solution heard me in a Twitter space. A lot of people don't realize that I'm a pretty regular guy. They see kind of like this, you know, screaming and yelling and stuff like that. You see me in a Twitter space, I'm pretty calm and relaxed if I'm, you know, chat with people regular. You know, I kind of do the showmanship on the show, you know. Kick up the excitement.
Venture Hawk sent $100.
Whoa, dude, holy shit, who the fuck just sent a, dude, you guys sent a message with that? Venture Hawk, jeez louise, man, that's very fucking kind, dude. Hey, give that guy some bolts. What the fuck, dude, that's too fucking goddamn nice, man. Thank you. Yeah, fill that, dude. Thank you, white power, thank you. Very kind, man. Very kind. Big thank you. Venture Hawk, thank you very much, man. Appreciate that. That's very kind of you, dude. All right? Very fucking kind. All right? Round of Romans for that kind of support, man. That's big time. All right. Now, check this out, guys. Check this out. Tonight...
Go for it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I saw the video of you and GDL outside of that synagogue in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Those are good times. Yeah. You guys see, we were burning. We brought out the barbecue. We had the cooler. We did the, I don't know if you guys saw that, but we had the barbecue laid out. We had the sausages in the shape of a swastika, and we were burning swastika sausages outside of, what was that, Orlando? And that rabbi tried to run us over two times, okay? That rabbi went on TV, cried victim after he tried to run us over. Press one if you saw that. This rabbi, I swear to God, every time we went there twice, exercising our First Amendment, not doing anything illegal, okay? And actually having some of these conversations with Jews about, you know, baby penis sucking and stuff like that. And these guys, this rabbi, same fucking rabbi, tried to run us over two times, all right? Two separate years, okay? Pretty fucking crazy, man. yeah, those were some wild days, man. We did some wild stuff. I look forward to some more wild stuff. Just got to be a little bit smarter, make sure that I avoid any legal lawfare. That's kind of what happens when you're making a big splash. You know, they try to knock the wind out of your sails by, you know, throwing random lawsuits at you and really trying to fucking get in your head about this shit. And, you know, it to some degree, it does work a little bit in the beginning. It does work a little bit in the beginning. But at the end of the day, it's like, dude, who gives a fuck, man? Who gives a flying fuck when it comes down to this shit? As long as I'm free and I'm out there and I'm able to fucking, you know, speak and talk about this stuff. We all know what's coming, guys. These guys are going to try to clamp down on our freedom of speech. And you know what's happening, man. It's right around the corner. Hopefully everyone's kind of where they need to be. If you're thinking about somewhere to go, get out to the Ozarks. You know, I'd be happy to meet people that come out here. But there's a few. Listen, man, I got high expectations. I don't want dopers, drinkers, or Christians around me, okay? So if you're thinking about coming to this area, and you're like, man, I want to fucking be part of, you know, HT and the gang. These guys, listen, man, don't come around here with marijuana. I'll be quick to say, get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't give a shit if you fucking hate Jesus. You're going to be smoking dope, being a fucking goddamn degenerate around me. I don't have fucking time for that shit. Okay, I'm too old for this fucking goddamn shit, all right? Too old for fucking clown behavior. All right, let's say hi to some people in here. We got Witchy Woman, or excuse me, Witchy Little Vixen. Shout out to you and the fam. Look forward to meeting you guys soon. Russian Waffen, what's happening? Moonshrooms, Old Andy, Tiger Waffen, Right Wing Ruckus. What's going on, dude? Aryan Times. Who else we got in here? We got RPK1187. Zangango! Registeel. Who else we got? Burn One Bob. French. Purim Lab. I Hate Niggers. Lunatic. Commando Rambo. My man. Good to see you, brother. White fucking power. Who else we got here? Return to Europa. Thanks for all the love and support, dude. You are the fucking man. Who else we got in here? Dirty Mike in the Waffen, my sober bro. What's up, Steffi 88? Good to see you, sister. Liam, hopefully you're staying sober, man. You're one of the people that I'm rooting for the most to stay sober, dude. I'm really so happy that, like, me and you used to fight all the time, you know? And I'm so glad that I woke up to the CQ stuff and you kind of woke up to the race stuff. We kind of were like waking up, you know, so helping each other come in the right direction here. We got, who else we got here? Miss O-Dub Hagen. We got Reepso in the house. We got Dickie Bub. What's happening? Mr. Tennessee streaming here on Glowing TV. We got Tommy Rabbi Scum. Trucker Waffen, good to see you. Bryden, how you doing? We got Silence Unanimous. We have a runny nose. Nope, that's just me. I'm not yelling out a screen name. I have a runny nose. We have I Spy Jew. What's up, sister? Jesus, this fan is making my nose fucking run. Dude, this is fucking embarrassing. I'm in high definition tonight, and probably like, dude, HG's got snot coming out of his nose. You probably wouldn't be able to see that if it was a 720, but now we're... Yeah, 780, you're going to see snot in my mustache. Hey, Tone, what's going on, man? Good to see you. Fuck you, Shua. What's going on, Griffin? Good to see you, man. Robbie J, White Power. What else we got here? Audio Often, thank you for all the drops, dude. Good to see you. Skin's Alive. That's really hard to say, but it's a great screen name. Racist Roofer, Erica at 1488. Good to see you. Pearson Koval, what's up? And who else? Reepso. We got Walker Waffen, Hippie Waffen, Mr. O-Dub Hagen Waffen, and Ginger Juice Slayer. All right, Kilo, what's happening, guys? I don't think I can say hi to everyone, but we got about 500 people in here. Shout out to everyone that's sharing the stream. I appreciate you guys. We're going to get these numbers back up. Bound to happen, man. The truth will set you free, white man. Zangango! That One Cracker, what's up? The Juice Stew, what's happening? The Jew Crew Stew, or the Jew Stew Crew. Site's good. Everything's good. Everything's good. All right. So anyhow, guys, just a heads up. We don't endorse violence here, okay? But I do want people to be thinking about, you know, self-defense. We have a government that's ran by Jews shipping in shitskins that want us dead. And if these shitskins kill you, and you're not prepared to defend yourself, guess what? Okay, no one's going to the media is not going to fucking, you know, do anything, you know, do you any favors, okay? Let's just put it that way. So, you know, we try to promote people being, you know, sober, head on a swivel, you know, training with their hands, training with their firearms, thinking in self-defense. We don't want to inspire anyone to go out do senseless violence or anything. That's not what we do here. But we do want you to get sober. We do want you to get active. We do want you to make white children. We do want you to train. And we do want you to get off this goddamn fucking Jesus Christ, okay? Because we, right here, we got...
You got a problem with Jesus, bro?
We got big problems with Jesus, bro, okay? Because we all know about 40% of, you know...
40% of the world population sucks Jew dick. They're called Christians.
They're called Christians. All right, so anyhow, guys, there's a few ways you can support this stream. Shout out to everyone who's already has. Thank you very much. If we hit the bonus tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, we do a bonus show. So the bonus show, technically, if we, you know, get, what is it? I'm trying to come up with this new thing here, okay? We're going to see how Saturday goes, because keep in mind, man, I'm sacrificing the day off. Sometimes I need my own time, but I know that I got to be in high gear to get these numbers back up. So we're going to try this out. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if we hit those, we do a bonus show on Sunday. We are doing Saturday as an OME TV since we hit the bonus for Sunday. So I haven't figured out how to make this happen or if we're going to stick with it. But if you guys like the idea of a Saturday OME TV show following a Friday OME TV, are you sure you want to do this, you old fuck? You sure you want to fucking do this? Let's get a poll in there. Do you want to do this? Are you guys going to be around on a Saturday? Like, just tell me you're not. You got shit to do. Just say, listen, man. Saturdays I'm out doing something, and I'm not going to be able to watch the show. Saturday show. Oh god, shit. Yeah, fuck. Oh, jeez. Okay, well, listen. We'll see. Yeah, maybe if... I don't know, man. I don't know. I think... Looks like people want that. People want that, okay? It might drain me. We'll see how long I can hang, okay? Listen, I'm not a young whippersnapper like I used to be. All right. So anyhow, guys, we'll try it out. Okay, we'll try it out. We'll try it for a month. All right. Try it for 1 month. And that's if we hit the bonus, though. Okay. If we don't hit the bonus, we don't do the show. But if we do hit the bonus, then we do that. Okay. That's going to be the bonus show. All right. So wait, I'm still doing a bonus show. I'm doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If we hit the bonus, if we hit those and then we hit the bonus on Sunday, then we do the Saturday bonus show. There it is. Okay. That's how we're going to do it. Okay. That's how we're going to do it. So no pressure to you, but all the pressure to you. Because looks like it's up to you, right? I guess I'll show up, but that's how we're going to do it. So I don't know if that made sense, but this show is sponsored by OdinsMarketShop.com. OdinsMarketShop.com. This is where you can get this shirt here. I'm doing like a whole, like I'm boycotting the suits because I've been getting free t-shirts and shit. So I'm just wearing this and advertising it. If you want this shirt, you got to tell them you want this on the front. Otherwise, you get the Odin's Market on the front here and the shirt on the back, right? The stuff on the back. Okay. So get your gear. Mods, drop a link to that. If you want to support the stream, you could always write a nice little letter. If you can't support the stream financially, that's cool. Write a letter. Tell me you love me or tell me I'm a Jewish Mexican fed. Okay. You can do that at the P.O. box. Or if you want to interrupt the show anytime, there's Entropy and there's also Power Chat. Sometimes Entropy is a little bit more trickier, but some people like Entropy better. Or you can do Power Chat. Okay. Everyone understand? Are we good? We good to go? Cool. No one understands? I don't know why. Oh, I got fat fingers. Are we good to go? Good to start the show. All right, you guys ready? Are you guys ready or what? Let's go. Fuck. Fucking A. Hammer two, looking good. My fucking goddamn floors are looking sharp. Fat fingers. All right, guys, we're starting with some white power. So let's get to it. Where is this? Okay, I got this here. All right, we're going to zoom this in. All right, this is totally not in the right spot here. So let's do this. All right. Now, this is some white power, guys. Because I was thinking, what do you want to do? Like, what are things that you want to contribute? Like, you know, your wildest dreams come true. How many of you guys are still chasing your dreams? This is kind of important. How many of you guys are still chasing your dreams? Or two, you don't chase your dreams anymore. One, if you're still chasing your dreams, or two, if you're not, okay? Always be chasing your dreams, man. I really mean that. Always be chasing your dreams. It gives you something to live for. It gives you, like, you know, these possibilities are endless. Did I ever think I'd be opening the first pro-white streaming platform? Okay, did I think that I was going to be I thought I was going to be an entertainer. A rapper. I thought I was going to be American Gladiator, a professional wrestler. Let's be honest. Before the whole acting thing, I thought I was going to be a professional wrestler, right? I mean, obviously, you see how fucking jacked as fuck I am, right? I could probably still, if I wanted to, I could probably enter the WWF and probably get a title. But listen, man, I'm too controversial. But I mean, let's just be honest, okay? I could probably win a championship. But if you smell, I'm just kidding. But, I still got dreams is what I'm saying. Right? I still got dreams. One of the things that I want to do is I want to be able to leave a legacy of sobriety for white people. Okay. This race and recovery thing is something that I want to do for my people. Like, I know that the clips are going to be funny and that's going to be something that, like, a lot of people remember me by is, like, crazy activism in your face, ballsy ass shit, or clips with Tammy Cohen and RJ. I get that. Okay. That's cool. I'm glad I can make people smile. That's awesome. But, you know, what I want to leave is a legacy of race and recovery, sobriety, right? How did you get to this point where you're able to chase your dreams? Because, you know, the problem with chasing your dreams is a lot of people, you know, they get into substance abuse like myself. And I thought, hey, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to be someone someday, right? And I was always telling myself, I'm going to be someone someday. You watch, motherfucker. All you fucking retards, you're not going to be someone. I'm going to be someone. But the problem is I could never be someone because I was always being someone else. I was always a drug addict, right? And I always had these big dreams, and I always had this, like, this conclusion that I come to where it's like, all right, man, what do you want more? Do you want the dreams or do you want the drugs? And let's be honest, I wanted the drugs more than I wanted the dreams. But eventually, you know, the whole thing changed when I realized that the Jews, and I was like, dude, I'm never gonna be an actor. I'm never gonna be a writer. I wanted to write, I wanted to act, I wanted to do cinematography. I love cinematography, right? That's one of my favorite things. Like, a lot of people look at Scorsese movies and they go, yeah, Scorsese's great. Well, a lot of things is great about Scorsese. It's not just the actors. It's not just the script, the writing. That's all big into it. But, like, the reason why you like Scorsese films is because of the cinematography. Cinematography is, like, super-duper artistic, creative shit, man, where you really get to, like, kind of think out the box and be artistic with, like, different camera views and stuff like that. I always found that shit fascinating. So, you know, now I'm at the stage in my life, it's like, okay, I'm here doing this. What do you want to do? I want to create something for fighters. I want to create, like, I look at this little fucking Jew, how this Jew's putting together these fights. I'm like, dude, I want to be the Joe Rogan of white fights. I want to be able to go in there after these two white dudes fucking throw it out, blood, sweat, and tears. And I want to go in the ring and say, hey, man, good job tonight, man. You fucking kicked that motherfucker's ass. I mean, listen, man, no offense. Listen, he did kick your ass, but listen, man, how do you feel tonight? Right? I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy, right? That puts together, like, some awesome entertainment for everyone to enjoy and strengthens our people, right? Iron sharpens iron. And I want to be that guy that gets in the ring like Joe Rogan and interviews people, man. So that is one of the dreams that I want. Not Bruce Buffer. No, I want to be the guy asking the question. I don't want to do the let's get ready for Rumble. I don't want to do the cheesy suit thing. I want to be the guy that's doing the, you know, the play-by-play analysis, okay? The commentary of the white fighters, right? I don't know. What do you guys think of that idea? You think I could pull it off? You think that this could happen? Would you like that? Would that be cool? I think it would be cool, man. And the reason why I say that is because this next clip here is just raw fucking white power. This clip has everything that I was like, dude, this is a masterpiece, okay? What we're looking at, this clip here, guys, this is fucking straight up white power. The sound, the cinematography, everything that you see in this is just like, it was like, wow, this was an inspirational clip. I was like, yeah, you know what? You could do something like this. Is my battery dead? What the fuck is going on here? Okay, here we go. Okay, you guys ready? We got about 500 people tuning into the show. Thank you for everyone supporting it. Oh shit, hold on 1 second, guys. 1 second, I fucked this up here. Are we still streaming on X? Listen, we're streaming on X, but if you are not over there, if you're not on, or if you're not over here, I'm ending it on X, okay? Got to end it. Got to put an end to it. Oh, no. Why isn't this working? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We might not have a show. Hold on. Let's see if we can do this here. Hold on 1 second, guys. Why isn't this working? Shit. Hold on 1 second. I got to call tech. God damn it. Fuck. We have a problem right here. My shit's acting buggy. Hold on 1 second. Oh, son of a bitch. Hold on, guys. I'm going to put this on here. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Son of a bitch, man. Hold tight. Thank you. All right, shout out to Techwalf for Jeez Louise. Fucking OBS is giving me a headache. Okay, you guys there? All right, is the stream buffering? Are you guys good? Stream buffering, are we good here? Let's see. I got to end this over on X. I got to end this. Let's wrap this up. I'm shooting that down. Okay. We're good? Okay. All right, now let's get to this. Get to this clip here. I was hyping this up, talking about Joe Rogan. I was talking about cinematography and all this stuff, and then it had to melt down. So here we go. You guys ready for some white power? Let's go. This is a masterpiece. Germany, let's go, Germany! Pull them up! This guy doesn't look like he's from Denmark. He looks like he's an invader in Denmark. It's great music, great fucking camera work. Fucking badass. Fucking white power right here. Bare knuckle. Watch this, dude. This guy fights like an animal. Headbutts immediately. Headbutts. Control the arm. Oh, it's a game over right there. Game over. You're fucked. Oh, beautiful strikes. Beautiful. Nothing better than an elbow. Headbutt. This is great too. Great work around the neck. You're done, nigger. You're done. Good luck. Better finish him because you're going to burn out your arms. And you're going to sleep, nigger. And don't let go. I like that. He doesn't even let go. Beautiful. Now watch.
Good standing, huh? Good standing fight.
He wants to stand. He's crying about it.
Fight, you motherfucker.
Brother.
He's crying.
I thank you. No.
No, don't be thankful to these shitskins.
Standing fight, you know
yeah,
what
go
that
again.
Is?
Yes, but he told go again. Go again. Go again. You stand up. If you go again, go again. Go again! Michael, round two, come on! Go
again! Never be nice and courteous to these shitskins. Period. Ooh! That's it, nigger. Boom! Boom!
Go for it.
That's how you do it, motherfucker! That's how you do it! That's how you do it! Fuck these fucking niggers. That's how you do it. That's how you fucking finish a fight.
You want it.
You want it, nigger, you get it.
Come on.
Fucking amazing. That was good stuff, huh? That was fire. Woo! All right. I figured we'd like that. A nice way to get some thrill going in the beginning of the show, right? Right? And never, you know what I mean? Like, don't let up on your opponent. I've seen too many of these white kids where they'll just, like, hit a guy, they'll knock him out, and they do not finish the job. You need to, like, this guy did everything perfectly, right? When he was choking him out, he didn't wait for this guy to tap, right? He waited for the ref to totally take him off of him, right? Which is the proper way of doing it. And then when it comes to kicking someone's ass, after you knock him out, keep fucking beating the living fucking shit out of them until they pull you off this motherfucker. So that's the problem with, I believe in, you know, when I see a lot of these fights with white people, they don't have the killer instinct. You have to think about killing people when you're fighting. It's not a sport. You need to think about, you're trying to physically bring that person to this close of death. Okay? Because it's either you or them. Right? So, yeah, I just thought that was, like, you know, out the park, right? As far as cinematography goes, music, the landscape of the place. I mean, it's just fucking mwah, beautiful, right? So imagine that with just for white people, no shitskins. All right, let's take a look at this clip here. Kind of keeping up with what's going on with current events. Let's take a look at this. Trump. I don't know what's going on here. We're just going to some average news shit. Let's see.
We turn out of the war with Iran. In the Oval Office today, President Trump told our senior White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe that Iranian negotiators have offered the United States what the president described as an expensive gift. Here's Ed with the details.
What's that?
Even as Iran launched missiles towards Israel and other Gulf nations today.
We're in negotiations right now.
President Trump claimed the regime negotiations is so near defeat, it has no choice but to negotiate an end to the war.
We killed all their leadership, and then they met to choose new leaders, and we killed all of them. And now we have a new group. We have really regime change. You know, this is a change in the regime.
What makes you trust them?
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust you.
I mean, that's a pretty good question, right? Isn't that a pretty good question? They're like, yeah, so they gave you a big gift. What makes you trust them? It's a pretty funny. Hey, man, this is all a clown show, but I mean, I'm going to show you after this clip why I just think it's all bullshit. But
we have really.
We kill them all. They gave us a big gift. Just like,
what makes you trust them?
So
I don't trust
them. Outlandish.
I don't trust you. Why do you say what makes you trust? Do you think I trust them?
And why bother talking to them?
Because they're going to make a deal. They're going to make a deal. They did something yesterday that was amazing.
Actually. What was he was on The Apprentice, okay? Doesn't this remind you of like Donald Trump on the fucking Apprentice? Like, we're going to make a deal. We're going to make a deal, right? Where they got all the... You guys remember that show, The Apprentice? This is like scene out of The Apprentice.
Actually, they gave us a present, and the present arrived today. And it was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money.
You're fired.
And
I don't trust them, you're fired.
The president would only say that present had to do with oil and gas and the Strait of Hormuz, the major shipping route that remains blocked. Average gas prices have risen for 24 consecutive days, now nearing $4 a gallon nationwide. Ah. But even as the two countries are negotiating indirectly, the U.S. is sending 5,000 troops to the region, on top of the more than 50,000 already deployed.
Jeez.
Those troops could be ordered to take Karg Island, a key oil shipping depot, or deploy on the Iranian coastline to help secure the strait. But even Republican lawmakers are skeptical.
Didn't we just go to Venezuela? And weren't we going to get cheaper gas prices? Everyone just kind of forgot about Venezuela. And now it's like, oh, yeah, that just is all done. That's all cooked. Right? Take over Venezuela. They got all this fucking oil and shit. Now it's like, right. I mean, this is just an excuse to fucking greater Israel project, right?
Skeptical of those plans.
The White House really does need to articulate the plan so that people aren't reacting to their own hypothetical deployment of what troops on the ground looks like, for example.
And tonight, CBS News has learned more than 1,000 troops from the Army.
Come on, is this guy's name really Ed O'Keefe? Come on, bro.
82nd Airborne Division.
Is this really Ed O'Keefe? Or is this Edgar Antonago? Is this really, you think his name's Ed O'Keefe? Come on, bro. That's Edgar O'Keefo. Dude, come on. Ed O'Keefe. All right, yeah.
are also deploying to the Middle East. They specialize in securing
Edgar O'Keefe
airplanes. Tony?
Ed, thank you very much.
All right, Ed. Yep, see you later. Someone will call ICE on Ed. All right, well, listen, you know, I think this is all just like smoke and mirrors. Where is the clip here? Do I have the clip? It is right here. Okay, so let's ask the chat here, guys. Trump assassination, if you guys can, fake or legit? Okay, can someone make a poll? Trump assassination, fake or legit? Let's take a look here. This is a different angle that I've never seen before, all right? Or if you don't know, let's say three you don't know, okay? Let's get a poll up there real quick. All right, let's take a look at this.
It's very odd, and I made a video about this last year called The Trauma Game. So on the one hand, it's like, wow, yeah, I don't know how anybody can look at this and not just be smacked right in the face by, like, how obvious it is that this is not...
Okay, so the shot's already gone off, okay? The shot's already gone off. Let's see. Let's just look at the way these guys are moving and, like the crowds. You guys, like, the Charlie Kirk crowd, everyone, like, ran, right? Everyone got down. All these Trump tards are like, yeah! You know, like, it's just, there's something off with this.
What any of these people would be doing.
Okay, let's time this too, by the way. Let's time this because a shot just allegedly was trying to kill the president of the United States, okay? How long does it take for them to get the president off the stage? Okay, one.
And I made a video about this
two,
last year called The Trauma Game.
Three.
So... On the one hand,
four,
like, wow, yeah, I don't know how anybody
five,
can look at this and
six,
just be smacked right in the face by
seven,
like, how obvious it is that
eight,
this is not what any
nine,
of these people would be doing
10,
in a real life or death
11,
scenario.
12.
Every single person in the crowd
13,
is reacting in a
14,
non-realistic
15,
or
he's
way.
Fist pumping
like,
17,
just assumes that, like, oh,
18,
down, so...
19, he's waving still.
Hear that.
21, he's waving still. 24, he's still not down.
And the thing is that everyone wants to point to the firefighter guy who died, you know, saving his family and supposedly...
I'm sorry, dude, but this, I'm going, listen, this takes way too long. If someone's getting shot, you're scrambling and getting the fuck out of there, okay? You're not going to go down the side of the stairs. Listen, I'm going to jump off the back of the stage, okay? Look, if I'm not going to go off the side and be in the middle of a target right there. The target came from the front. Why would I go so they
I've got close-up high-definition photographs of Corey getting lifted out of the bleachers by handles.
Hmm.
It was a dummy.
Okay, what is... I don't know who Corey is, though. I'm not sure who the fuck Corey is. But thank you very much, Alias, White Power. Yeah, I'm just not buying this, dude, okay? I would jump off the back of the stage, okay? I would jump... why are you going to go off the side of the stage? Jump off the fucking back so that way you've got cover, right? You've got cover behind the stage. There's cover. And you're just... You're still an open target. Like, what is going on here? Corey Comptifor... His name's Corey Comptifor? Are you fucking kidding me? His name is Corey Comptifor? Is that his fucking real name? You can't... You're fucking joking with me. Are you joking with me? What's his last name? Is it really a CC? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? The shooter was a CC? Oh my god, bro. See, I told you. It's all in the hoax codes. See? There it is, man. You've got your CC right there, okay? Right in front of your fucking face. It's very important to learn this shit. I didn't know his name was CC. I would have covered this a lot more. I'd be like, see, I told you it's on the hoax codes. All right, we got to talk about a little bit of that. What do you call it?
40% of the world population sucks Jew dick. They're called Christians.
All right, so who's that one guy, the one pastor that's got the demon eyes? Does anyone know who I'm talking about? Dancing Goy, good to see you. Does anyone know who I'm talking about? Who? Copeland? Isn't that funny? His name is Kenneth Copeland, okay? So, from the land of copes. Kenneth Copeland. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So this is, listen, man, this is a close second behind Kenneth Copeland. Take a look at this guy. Take a look at this. Take a look.
Not side. You didn't get it. I'm going over on this side.
No lo recibió. Me voy a venir a este lado.
If you spoke your way to a cursing,
si hablaste a una maldición,
you can also speak your way to a blessing.
También puedes hablarte a una bendición.
All right. Do you guys see what's going on here? Okay. These pastors are trying to double dip, right? They're like, listen, man, all these fucking beaners are coming into the fucking country. We might as well just hire some fucking beaner and have him shadow me while I'm doing the fucking verses of Jesus and have him start screaming at shit, all right? So they're doubling their money by doing the English and Spanish Christianity.
No, you didn't get it. I'm going over on this side.
No lo recibió. Me voy a venir a este lado.
If you spoke your way to a cursing,
si hablaste a una maldición,
you can also
it's like
speak
a rap
your
video.
Way to a blessing.
También puedes hablarte a una bendición.
I wish I had a crazy folk.
Yo espero tener un pueblo loco.
That begin to say I'm blessed.
Que diga estoy bendecido.
I'm blessed.
Estoy bendecido.
I'm delivered.
Estoy libre.
I'm set free.
Soy liberado.
I'm healed.
Estoy sano.
Somebody shout.
Alguien dígale al Señor.
No, you didn't get it. I'm
oh my goodness. Wow. Crazy, huh? Woo! That is wild. Órale.
Go for it.
This so fucking gay TBH.
Oh my, yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying, dude. These Christian grifters are something else. Well, listen, speaking of Christian grifters, okay, I was in a space earlier today and I was talking about Erica Kirk. A lot of people have kind of just swept this under the rug and now they're just kind of over the Charlie Kirk thing. The Charlie Kirk thing is important, guys, all right? The Charlie Kirk thing is still important. Why? Because I believe... Okay, I got, all right, let's be honest, okay? I can get really weird on this, okay? I could get really fucking weird if I wanted to. I could say that Charlie Kirk is still alive. Can you? Can you? Yes, give me a yes or give me a no. I could also say... that Charlie Kirk is dead. Okay, I could say he's dead. I think he... Listen, man, there's a possibility he could be alive. Okay, the truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of people are like, no, maybe. I can go either way. Okay, personally, I don't give a fuck. But I do give a fuck, okay? Because let's say that he is dead. Let's say Charlie Kirk was speaking out against what's going on with... the Middle East, okay? Allegedly, he was there at the White House, and he was speaking out quite a bit. That's what they say. You saw the look that Ben Shapiro gave him the last interview that he did. We saw that he was talking about Jews and Black Lives Matter. We saw that he was talking about Irina Zaruska, right? We saw all this stuff, right? You saw his timeline was starting to go, Charlie's on to something, right? All right. Well, the problem is that after Charlie Kirk died, everyone went full-blown Christian apocalypse, right? Everyone went full-blown, a Christian revival, okay? You had her go on stage, I forgive him. You had all these people, Joe Rogan, everyone's now pushing Christianity, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, in my opinion, what this has done is that this war currently right now is covering up what's going on with Epstein, okay, the Epstein stuff and the Pizzagate shit, and it's also covering up the Charlie Kirk, what really took place with Charlie Kirk. So right now we're talking about a war and we're on to the next thing. We've totally let go of what happened with Charlie Kirk. In my opinion, Charlie Kirk, you know, if he's not alive, okay, then it was probably the Jews that took him out. I actually do believe that. I don't know what you guys think. If you guys really think it was like a shooter or stuff like that, I kind of got into it with Amalek about that. But in my opinion, it is important to stay on top of this. There's this guy that I was talking about, Baron Coleman on YouTube. I watch his streams, right? Before I go to bed, I throw on Baron Coleman. He's a Christian guy. But he does a lot of good work on connecting the dots with what's going on with Charlie Kirk. And he's a lawyer. And so the way he's able to present the information that's making you think, did they try to kill Kirk or what? He does it in a pretty good manner as if he's presenting it in a courtroom. So I've been watching a lot of what he's been saying. I'll tell you, I'm guilty. I watched a little bit of the Candace Owens stuff because she's called out too. There's a lot of receipts involved with this Erica Kirk chick that makes it obviously clear as day that she was a honeypot. Okay, she was a total fucking honeypot. And now she's done something where she wasn't allowed on campus. Okay, so check this out. Leaked tape. Erica Kirk's unregistered meeting triggers formal investigation. While TPUSA has allegedly applying backroom pressure to get Z to the Hill and the Omen Liberal canceled at ASU, Erica Kirk snuck into campus to hold a secret unregistered meeting. So let's take a look at this here. This is really weird.
I put the kids to bed and I talked to myself. You guys are in our backyard. And I was really frustrated that you guys weren't able to have the counter tabling for the UNF America tour, and that really pissed me off. Especially because we have some really good people that could
Guys, she is a child trafficker. Erica Kirk, I have a feeling that she's a child trafficker.
To answer your question, my husband isn't here to say whether or not we should be at war with Iran. I would love for him to be here right now and tell us if we should or should not.
I would love for him to be here right now. Like, she's such a bad actress.
I would love it. I miss his voice more.
I miss his voice, and then she looks down at the paper. It's like, do you really? Are you reading a script? She just seems like the ultimate liar.
And, you know, it's frustrating when you have people speaking for him. I can have a sentiment for that. But thank the good Lord that we have a bunch of his videos that we can look back.
Thank the good Lord. I don't know. Listen, man. I the only reason why I showed you that is because I want to show you this. This is a woman who I guess she's kind of breaking down Erica Kirk. I wanted you guys to take a look at this.
The long-awaited assessment of Erica Kirk from an intelligence perspective, let's go. I spent my career at the CIA and NSA and also advised other intelligence agencies.
Thank you.
Both Kirks are holographic cyborg robot clones who exist to spawn infinite political and conspiratorial bread and circuses, keeping the goyim on the political solution plantation instead of learning how to exercise the Second Amendment.
That's right. They're holographic cyborgs. I've been waiting for someone to say that. Thank God I didn't have to say that. Because you know I was thinking it, bro. I was thinking that shit. I just super chatted myself, by the way. I just psyoped the show. I typed that in. I just sent that in as if it was someone else, but it was really me doing it. Get it? Right.
Agencies. I now have my own corporate intelligence firm. All these opinions are my own. This analysis is my own for entertainment purposes only.
Oh.
There are two types of liars in intel. You have your normal liars, your Joe Schmoes. They're going to lie to benefit themselves, cover up. Those lies are going to look random. They're going to be whenever there's an opportunity and they need to lie. Then you have assets. And assets have lives built for them. And they're lying. It's going to come across as more of a pattern. I want you to keep this in mind as we go through the behavior of Erica Kirk and some of the red flags I've seen and align it to a behavior pattern of an asset or an intel op.
All right, let's see it.
Three instances have stuck out to me to make me truly question what was going on. In 2013, when Erica Kirk was 24 years old, she was in a documentary with the director of the CIA talking about electromagnetic pulses, EMPs, which her mom, who owns a defense contracting firm, that's what they do. And she was talking about taking down the American power grid. That's not fucking normal, all right? Not only is it not normal for a 24-year-old who didn't study this stuff,
but it is weird.
The face of talking about EMPs, but it is also not normal to have that kind of...
Why would Erica Kirk be talking about EMPs? I mean, I mean, do you think that she's got, like, the brain capacity to be able to, like, elaborate on EMPs, Erica Kirk?
Access to the director of the CIA. Like, you have to be incredibly well-connected and know your shit. And yet, she never talks about it. Second really odd piece of behavior is the fact that in May of 2018, she tells a story about going on a pilgrimage to the blue and white country with her mother. And
Israel.
Happened to be the same time that the Jerusalem embassy was opening. And so Charlie Kirk was going as well. And she saw him in the airport and recognized him.
She just randomly bumped into him.
Well known at this time. Knowing about Charlie Kirk's faith and divine intervention and all of those things, I'm going to call bullshit on this. And what it looks like is that this was a planned encounter. And what happens is you bump into your target, or you create a relationship without creating a relationship, so that when you do meet, it is not so random. That's what this looks like.
She's a honeypot, dude.
What's very strange about her is that she has no real friends. She has no real
or real emotions.
And everything is a lie. This pattern of behavior is just screaming asset. The third huge red flag for me, and this was probably the one that got me started thinking all of this, is that she was living in New York City at 29 years old.
Is there any pictures of her pregnant?
She flew out to TPUSA to interview in Arizona for a nonprofit. She's like, I'm going to go interview at a nonprofit. I have 2 degrees, according to her. I think people are proving that not to be true. Surprise, surprise. JD, I'm going to go interview at a nonprofit. And then she flies back to New York City and gets a real estate license. The thing is, what she does and what she says don't add up, which means it's living. She's living
EMPs and real estate
pattern of behavior.
And Jesus Christ in Israel.
In addition, it's already come out that Tyler Boyer said she called him for the interview and she was dating Cabot Phillips. So she has integrated herself for 2 connections related to Charlie Kirk. So it's not by chance. I think that those 2 people told her a lot about Charlie Kirk, and she learned about a target. Let's just say that happened. So her target's Charlie. She learns everything about him, who she needs to be to attract that kind of man. It is not hard to do, all right? And she plays that role. But she's not the mastermind. If you look at the epicenter of what I've looked at between Superfeed Technologies, the Blue and White Country connection...
Wait, what technologies? I'm sorry. Sorry, between super feet? What is... He's saying she's a clone?
Looked at between Superfeed Technologies...
What the fuck is that?
Country Connection, Tyler Boyer, Erica Kirk. You know who sits in the middle of all that? Her mom, so...
I don't know, guys. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do here, okay? I'm totally confused. Is Charlie Kirk a clone? Is Erica Kirk a clone? I'm not sure. But, I'm going to go with I don't believe Charlie Kirk's dead. What else do we have going in? What else do we have going on? Excuse me. A black woman was at a bar in Bradley when her girlfriend and friend came in. The white man next to her told her to take that nigger shit somewhere else. So she complained, and the man grabbed her. Let's see what this is about here. This is something that, if I was drunk, I might do. He grabs this big lesbian WNBA nigger. Okay.
Yeah, beat his ass, baby.
Knock it off.
And now you're not going to jump in because he put his hands on him first.
You I don't get give the fuck a shit. Back. No.
The fuck? What's up? Get your ass back, cause ain't nobody did nothing to y'all.
No, God, these niggers are so loud and obnoxious. I hate them all.
What are you talking about? We didn't even do shit to y'all. Y'all let him call her a racial slur, and nobody said anything to y'all about it. And this is the type of establishment that y'all run because he's racist. Because he said the N-word to us, minding our business?
God, I can't stand that fucking voice. Oh my God, we're gonna have to move along here. Apparently this guy got some hate crime charges. And, gosh. Well, yeah, I don't know what else to say here. We're just moving through the clips, okay? I'm going to get to your guys' clips eventually here. Father baptizes his son in the name of Jesus and Adolf Hitler. This is from Wotan's folks. So take a look at this, guys, okay? Oh, boy. Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look.
Yeah, wouldn't it suck if he rolled off the chair?
Yeah, probably would.
Doing it.
You're scum.
Oh, boy.
My mother watches Kundis and Coleman all the time. Charlie was electrocuted by his microphone and three different police radios said that the getaway SUV Charlie was in had the door open on the highway like they were fighting in the truck.
Wait, what? Your mother watches... Wait, Mud Shark Data, hold on. My mother watches Kundis and Coleman all the time. Charlie was electrocuted by his microphone and three different police radios said that the getaway SUV Charlie was in had the door open on the highway like they were fighting in the truck. What? You're going to have to link me those episodes because I watch Kundis and Coleman and I haven't heard that one. All right. You're going to have to. Maybe those are some episodes back that I missed. Uh-oh. Is the stream buffering? Are we good? Are we good? Is everything okay? Is everything okay? We got to check on the stream here. Are we good? All right, let's get a poll. We got to get a poll. Nava, what's up, man? Refresh if you're having some buffering issues. Are we good now? Pull it. Always go the poll, all right? Was it grease fire clogged the shitters in the Ford packing, or was it something? Who made that poll? What are you talking? Bro, we're asking you. Listen, I'm going to have to. I'm going to yank poll privileges. All right, listen, we're getting back to this guy who's looks like he's got a bit of a wigger problem, too. He's got a football jersey on. He's baptizing his kid. He's got some Beats headphones, and he's baptizing his kids with Adolf Hitler and Jesus?
John Robert Cook, as a member and supporter of the NSDAP Christian National Socialist Movement, I hereby say that I baptize you and bless you in the name of Christ Jesus and Adolf Hitler, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the NSDAP Christian National
Movement,
in the name of Adolf Hitler, born in Austria, and then succeeded to become Chancellor of Germany of Deutschland.
Is this guy streaming on Crusaders or what?
Blessed.
Oh boy. Yeah, that's pretty. That's. Gay! That is gay, dude. I don't know what else to say. That is absolutely fucking gay. What are you doing, man? This Christianity is a mental illness. Now, here's a guy who's in Virginia, okay? And take a look at what's going on. This is obviously, okay, just a white dude, and he's in Virginia, and he's at the mall. Look at how brown. Holy shit. This is depressing. This is so fucking depressing. These fucking invader scums. Not one white person. Maybe.
This is Virginia, by the way.
Wow. Man. Oh. Yeah, we're all kind of feeling that, right? What is the solution, guys? What is the solution? White people really need to get their shit together and get their head out of their ass quickly. Need some guys that are well organized and think logically. We're up against a lot of problems right here. Okay, we've got alcohol, marijuana, pharmaceuticals, and Jesus Christ. Okay, that is a lot to. In order for us to get something going here, we have got to get sober from all these drugs. Okay, and we've got to be thinking revolutionary, not in the, you know, in the mindset of Jewish prophecies. So I don't know what it's going to take, man. I really don't know what it's going to take to move white America. Anyone got any suggestions? Do we have any suggestions? Because we're not going to outbreed these people.
We could get them all to self-deport by taking away their government-provided benefits.
Well, I think that, like, as far as if white people are going to pay taxes, that white people need to have a revolution and say, look, man, we're not paying taxes for non-whites. Our tax money goes to white people only. If we're doing taxes, taxes only go to whites. There's no way in fucking hell that white people can continue to be, you know, paying for these fucking, these invasive fucking invaders, for them to have children to be housed to, you know, replace us. So how many of you guys have done any IRL activism? One you have, or two you haven't yet? One you have, two you haven't yet. Well, that's good that a lot of you guys have. That's good that a lot of you guys have. Because we're gonna need a lot more than just this chat to be doing it. And I do believe the way that we're going to do this is going to have to be at these city councils. Like, I know, guys, I know that there's no political solution, but it's the only way to kind of be political without being political, right? And oh my god, that clip right there really got under my skin. I'm really blackpilled right now. I'm really blackpilled because I want to say something else of how to handle this situation. And I don't want to get in trouble for saying it. You guys remember this guy? Tell me if you remember this guy. Does anyone remember who this guy is? Tell me if you know who this is. Okay, let's see if the chat knows. Who is this guy? White people need to get so fucking pissed off and fucking crazy right now. That's Bear Grylls, ladies and gentlemen. Bear Grylls. Look at what this... I used to like this guy. Didn't he have his own show, right, where he went and, like, survived in the wild or something like this? Look at this stupid shit. I spent time in the desert where Jesus fasted for 40 days. It was humbling. After 40 days, he was at his most parched, starving and beaten. What he had went through is hard to even imagine. This is so fucking... I am so tired of all the... All I see on X is a bunch of Christian fucking bullshit slop going fucking viral. That's all I see. Okay? That's all I see on X. I don't know if anyone else has the same algorithm as myself, but all I see is a bunch of Christian shit just going massively viral. And it's like, some guy came into the CQ radio space, I'm like... He's like, listen, man, I really want to talk to you. You know, I'm like, okay, that's cool, right? He's like, I respect you for all the work that you've done, all the shit that you sacrificed. I'm like, okay, cool. Look, man, you're a Christian. That's great. And I'm looking at his profile. He's got like 14,000, you know, subscribers, right? And I'm observing it, and I'm looking at his posts, and some of his posts have like 400,000 views. And I was like, hey, man, you know, not to be a jerk, okay? Not to be a jerk, dude, but... Who the fuck are you? And he goes, well, you know, I'm active within my community. I'm like, do you have a name? Does anyone know who you are? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, look, man, let's just be honest, okay? I've been in this for about 10 years. I've done some pretty wild activism. I have clips that have gone extremely viral. I've had fucking Joe Rogan comment on watching my show. You know, I've been out there, the GTV flyers, you know, anti-Semite, you know, all, I'm just kind of like saying, like, look. Who the fuck are you? Who do you think, right? Who do you think would have more followers? Some fucking anon account with 12,000 followers and shit getting hundreds and thousands of views? Or a guy like myself, right? Who's actually entertaining and has been out there and has sacrificed, okay? Obviously, you're going to go like, yeah, this guy should be having more views. And what my point is this. It's not to brag. My point is this. Your message of pushing Jesus Christ, okay, that's why your fucking account is elevated. That's why you're propped up, okay? What am I doing? I'm going against fucking Jesus Christ. My fucking viewership has gone boom. My fucking, all the videos that I've posted that used to get hundreds of thousands of views, boom, can barely get 2,000 views. So what do you think? You think Twitter's on our side? Do you really think Twitter's on our side? And he's like, no, you kind of got a good point. I'm like, duh. You know, obviously, if they're censoring the message of this fucking Jesus shit, then it's obviously Jesus is what they want you to be promoting, okay? Being a part of. And you're an idiot, you know, helping the Jews. I don't know. Press one. Did you guys listen to that on CQ last night? What if you tuned into that? This guy was in there, and I was just like, no offense, man. I'm happy that he's active. I'm happy that he was able to have a good conversation and be cordial. Like, I respect that. But at the end of the day, it's like, dude, you're a fucking nobody. You know, and I'm just being honest. You're a fucking nobody. And, you know, everyone knows who the fuck I am, but no one knows where the fuck I'm at or what the fuck I'm posting because my shit is shadow banned. So who do you think would have more of a reach? Why do you have more of a reach? Because you're pushing fucking Jesus. And I'm pushing back on Jesus. Okay? Let's take a look at this clip here. Okay? This is why white people shouldn't drink. Okay? You should not be lowering yourself to the level of niggers. Okay? Okay, one, you put yourself in a place where you can be, you know, raped, or you're just around a bunch of degenerate fucking people, right? But when I see white women that are downtown, that are drinking, and they're surrounded by fucking niggers, this is exactly why we've got to, like, stop making this culture cool. Like, alcohol, right, it's not cool, okay? That's for fucking brown, gypsy fucking scammers, okay? Drinking Tito's, okay? White people need to stay sober. Otherwise, you're going to take yourself from here and take yourself right down here where you can fit right in being a fucking degen with all the brown fucking subhuman scum, okay? You need to have a standard as white people. Otherwise, when you take yourself down to that level, you are now perfectly, getting along well, meshing fine with all the non-whites. We've got to have a higher standard. And it's unfortunate, but listen, you know, she's a young lady, and obviously she's drinking, and she's surrounded by niggers. So, what do you do in her situation here? Obviously, when these niggers start getting around your car, you've seen tons of videos where these niggers will start kicking your car, jumping on your hood, possibly yank you out of the car. Let's get a better angle here, okay? So, here's the woman. She got arrested. Let's zoom in here. Of what took place. She's obviously surrounded by niggers here in Kentucky. This is Kentucky with this many niggers? What the fuck? You know, this is better off. Okay, this is better off her getting arrested okay? This is better off, okay? Because she could have got killed in this situation. So, listen, I would rather take the fucking DUI and some reckless than having the chance of these niggers pulling you out of your car and fucking killing you. And she should have an argument here that she felt scared for her life. Let's watch it again. She should have reversed, though. Well, maybe not. God, these loud niggers. I hate hearing these fucking niggers in the background. I'm sorry. I can't watch it. It drives me nuts hearing these boons screaming in the background. Okay, so here's another scenario, okay? We look at what just took place there, right? On someone not being able to get out of a situation where they're surrounded, right? And that was a car, and this is a bike, okay? So this is someone in traffic, okay? This is a gang of wild brown subhuman scum. And that is a white kid on a bicycle. Okay? So just think about this for a second. Okay? That woman was surrounded by these same subhumans trying to get out of a situation that could have ended just like this.
Wow. Oh my God.
Look at all these non-whites, these fucking spicks, beating the living shit out of this poor white kid. Stomping his head. Kicking his fucking head like it's a fucking soccer ball. And there he is, lifeless, with his arm shaking. With his arm shaking. Okay? That could have been that woman. I mean, that could be your kid. That could be your nephew. That could be your cousin. That could be your brother. That kid might not be able to fucking walk again. That kid could have severe fucking brain damage. That kid could be a fucking vegetable. And this cannot continue to keep happening to our people. There's got to be something that gets into your blood that goes, I'm going to be a revolutionary. I am going to make a change. I am going to sacrifice more. I am going to be willing to sacrifice my fucking life for my race. I have got to have this revolutionary mind state because there's no one coming to save us. Okay? I don't want to get anyone in trouble watching this show, obviously. Okay? But, you know, there's a reason why I go out there and I don't know what I'm doing and I'm showing you guys, look, man, I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay? I'm just learning how to fucking clean these things. Okay? I'm learning how to clean these things. I'm learning how to shoot these things. And I'm 43 years old. Okay? And if I'm 43 years old learning how to do this, okay, you should be learning how to do this too. Okay? Because this is what is coming to our fucking door. And if you don't have anything like this to protect yourself from these fucking people that want you fucking dead, you will be a target. Okay? So it's never too late to learn. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it's never too late to learn. All right? So hopefully you're doing something and thinking in the manner of, I need to protect my people. I'm not going to be a target. I'm not going to be, you know, one of these people who's going to get picked off. Okay? I'm seeing that the stream is kind of buffering a little bit here. I'm sorry about that. I'm getting a little bit of buffering on my end. But yeah, man, I mean, this is the future of our children. This is the future of white children being beaten to fucking death on the streets if we do not do anything about this. And we cannot continue to be victims. No one gives a fuck. No one feels sorry for us, guys. Okay? You got to take that, oh, feel sorry about white people shit out of your head. Okay? You got to be thinking about the person that's going to be putting the beating on these motherfuckers. Okay? The conqueror that's in your blood as a white person. Okay? This victimhood shit is for niggers and Jews and the rest of the non-whites. Okay? So think like an apex fucking Aryan predator. Okay, that's what you got to be thinking like. Okay, because it's not going to be done civilly. All right. All right. What if you guys are still here for long haul two? You got other things to do. One here for long haul two. You got other things to do. I like this clip here. We're going to play a good one here. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully everything is going smooth. Okay. Appreciate you being here. All right. Next clip. Let's take a look.
You horrible fucking immigrant again. Horrible little bastard. Let me see your face. Let me see your face.
You see, he's in his face. He's yelling. Okay? You see how he's in it? He's falling with the camera. He's yelling at him.
Bastard. Let me see your face. Let me see your face.
Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. He's in his face. He's filming him. Nothing happens. Okay? What happened? What needs to happen? That needs to happen. Violence needs to happen. Okay? That's the only thing that changes things.
Cough now, little rat. I'm so sorry. You leave.
Oh, now you're sorry. Now you're sorry. Now we're going somewhere. Okay, so that's what needs to happen, guys. Okay, I don't know if you ever got picked on as a kid, but when I used to get picked on, my dad said, you fucking fight even if you get your fucking ass kicked. You fucking swing on that motherfucker and you don't take no shit. Otherwise, these people are just going to fucking continue to whoop your fucking ass. Okay? And that's the same thing with our situation here, guys. We are white people constantly being beat down. And until we go, you know what? Boom. You know what? Fuck you. You're fucking dead. Yeah, fuck you. Right? You know, until we have that moment of clarity where we're done being fucking bullied by these motherfuckers, we're not going to win. It's going to take people that are willing to sacrifice and not back down. All right? And if you're going to commit violence on people,
stay sober, white man, and always stay ready.
Yeah.
Do not be a victim, white power.
Do not be a victim.
/.
And do not get caught on camera doing anything stupid, okay? If you're going to use violence, you better start thinking about being a fucking criminal, okay? White people need to stop thinking like civil, good-mannered, morally compassed people. White people need to be thinking like killers. White people need to be thinking like gang members. White people need to be thinking like mob bosses. White people need to be thinking about how to fuck over everyone. Everyone. Every fucking non-white, you get fucked over. You're my prey. Any fucking non-white person, I'm looking at them as a target. How can I steal from you? How can I vandalize you? How can I potentially make you so uncomfortable that you are fucking in fear of your fucking life? That's how white people need to be thinking. Okay? And I don't know you guys. I don't know all my audience here. But, you know, I didn't grow up in like the most, you know, suburban, nice kind of environment, okay? Unfortunately, with the whole wigger shit, okay, I did stupid nigger behavior. But that stupid nigger behavior, even though I did it, I never got caught doing it. And a lot of people that haven't had this experience of breaking into someone's house, breaking someone's fucking nose, not being a punk, or having a fucking fight for your fucking life, okay, you got a long way to go, okay? You got a long way to go to understand what needs to be done here. Hickory Waffen, you worship a fucking kike. You can have the gas, okay? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to tell white people, look, man, we have been too sheltered, okay? We've been too sheltered as a race, right? And there's some guys that you don't need to be like a tough fucking guy in the streets. Look, some of these guys that have experience with military, you guys know what fucking time it is. You guys know what to do. You've been trained. You know exactly how to do that. But you just got to take that filter off, okay? So keep in mind, these non-whites want us fucking dead. Our government wants us fucking dead. You've got to be thinking do or die, all right? And that's all I just want to hammer home here, okay? Because nothing's going to work, not screaming at these people, nothing's going to work until the white man punches the fucking bully in the mouth.
See your face. Oh, bitch. Fuck off now, little rat. I'm so sorry. You leave them and the girls alone. Little young girl lad, how old are you?
I didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know, you follow her. I just watched you follow her. Go away now. Fucking horrible bastard.
Now, this is great propaganda. Don't get me wrong, this is great propaganda. But if he didn't have his phone, imagine the whooping this nigger's ass would have got. This nigger would have got his fucking teeth kicked the fuck out of his head. Okay? So just keep in mind, I understand it's good propaganda, but if you're going to do something, you might want to put the phone down.
Oh, you're not sorry. You're only sorry because we caught you. You're only sorry because we caught you. Little weirdo. I don't give a fuck. No horrible fucking immigrants again.
All right. Well, listen, it's a step in the right direction. Let's just put it that way. Applause to that guy for standing up for white children. All right. He was harassing some young children. That's what he was doing. God. Okay, because this is the culture that these niggers have. Okay, I'm gonna play this quickly. This is the culture that they're ready to kill you.
I don't know, female being a trench high, being a trench versus home marker.
We from 77 and green. No,
23. All these little 13 to 15 year olds are ready to kill you. Okay. When the power goes off, when the grid goes down, when the Walmarts aren't full. This is what we're going to be facing. The beautiful thing about this is that niggers are fucking retards. Okay. I was just at the shooting range with some friends. Okay. There is a 50, a 25, and a 10 yard setup for the range. Okay. Guess where the niggers were shooting their pistols at? Okay. By the way, I might add, with no hearing protection. Guess where? Can anyone guess where the niggers were shooting their pistol? Koval, you got it. At 50 yards. So the beautiful thing is that we're not dealing with the brightest, but we are dealing with the most barbaric. Now, if we take the brightest, us, and we turn ourselves into barbarians, guess who wins? We win. Okay, it's not even fucking close. All right, it's not even fucking close. But the point is that these guys are dialed in on, you know, being savages, and we aren't. How crazy would it be if you see like a bunch of white kids?
Niggers never keep more than one magazine.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I want to get weird for a second. I want to get weird. You guys willing to get weird with me? Who wants to get weird? Gotta get weird for a sec. I want to get weird. I don't want to focus on the niggers. I'm just gonna have to take a turn. I don't watch that full clip. Let's get weird just for a second. All right. Anyone know what the fuck this is? Okay. I want to know if you guys know what the fuck this is. What is it? What is that? What does that look like to you? Is that a mountain? Is that a pile of dirt? Is that a tree? What is that? That's Devil's Tower. Yeah, that's Devil's Tower. That's in Wyoming. I would love to visit this. This looks pretty cool. What is the story behind this? It's a tree stump? It's a tree stump. Is it really? Listen, man, I've seen pictures of this. I kind of want to get weird for a second. I take a little break from the niggers and the black pill stuff. So hold on. Let's take a break. Turn the donations on the freaking... Are the donations coming in low? I'm sorry. Were they coming in low? I apologize. Let's do that again. Hold on.
Go for it.
Stay sober, white man, and always stay ready.
Is that better?
Do not be a victim, white power.
Yeah, white power. Thank you, Billy Bats. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Was it a little bit low? Apologize for that. Based white Chad. Hold on 1 second. I think I read that one already. Okay, we're going to... It might just come out of nowhere. This thing is shitty. Hold on. Okay, we're moving on. Sorry, the show's a little bit crazy tonight. Tech issues, buffering issues. We'll get it there.
Go for it.
Oh, God damn it, I hit it twice.
Niggers never keep more than one magazine.
Okay, there we go. All right, thank you very much, Base White Chad. Yep. That's the good news. This donation might pop up twice. That's the bad news. I don't want to hear all the Indian music. Can we cut all that fucking sound? I'm temperamental.
Go for it.
Niggers never keep more than one magazine.
A huge and startling discovery has been made at the Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Scientists from the Wyoming State Park departments were conducting photographic seismic readings below the tower when they discovered an incredibly large petrified root system below the tower of the Parks Department. The Parks Department released a statement saying, "We have discovered what looks like a giant root system stemming from the base of Devil's Tower. The root system has been measured at 4 miles deep, 7 miles wide. We are currently conducting studies and tests to confirm that this is actually a root system and not a coincidence. This discovery is on the edge of rewriting history and science as we know. We will come to an update with you with any new information as time information is very limited." At this time, information is very limited. That is a fucking tree. Getting weird for a little bit. What are these guys doing up there? It's a rock? GoToGoy says it's a rock. Looks like a rock. Looks like a rock. But it looks like a tree. It looks like a tree and a rock. Let's be honest. Looks like a rock tree.
Go for it.
What the fuck is it?
Ever notice niggers never hike?
Yeah, I do notice that. I have seen fucking spicks on hikes and jeets, though, unfortunately. Rock tree? We're going with rock tree. That ain't no fucking tree. That's a rock, bro. That's a rock climber. Yeah, but if it's... Okay, let's say it's a mountain. Okay, how does it get a flat... How does it get cut off like that? I don't understand. How is it so flat up top? It is like the most... probably amazing... piece of the earth, though. Alright, you give me a bunch of graphs, like I know what the fuck this means. They're like, just highlight it green. They'll understand. I don't understand. It's not petrified wood. It's the remains of a giant silicon trees. Watch the 2-hour video I sent you. What the fuck is going on, guys? All right, listen, we just got weird for a second. And now I'm totally thrown off here. Does anyone have any suggestions? I just heard silicon tree, and that's going way over my head. GoToGoy says, "I've looked into this stuff heavily. They are super old magnum mountains made of phonolite." What is phonolite? That's a Google question. What is phonolite? Come on, Google. Make me seem smarter. What is phonolite rock?
Phonolite is a rare, light-colored volcanic rock, sometimes called clinkstone because of its ringing sound. It's used for strong flooring and construction, and research suggests it could be a potassium fertilizer due to its richness in minerals like feldspathoids and alkali feldspar.
I knew that. Okay, beautiful. Okay, you guys still here for the long haul? I knew that. Sorry, guys. I remember studying that at university. Check out this guy's spread. I like this. I like what this guy's got here. Take a look at this here.
This is sort of off-grid too.
I want to get into some solutions. Sometimes I see these nigger videos and I go like, listen, man, you got to balance out the show with some solutions. Take a look at this spread.
Live normal, but at the same time, be able to flip a switch and go off-grid if you need to.
So you're basically a 12-year-old at this point, Doc. You got forts out here, you're hanging out in your tent.
This is what I'm shooting for.
Prepping, it used to be about fear and anxiety. Now it's just you have fun with it, and you know you're prepared. This is sort of the brain center. Is it really professional look?
How much does this cost? How much does a rig like this cost? Does anyone know? How much does a rig like this cost, right? These solar panels, is this, are we looking like $100,000 for these panels? How much do these panels cost? Look, he's got a pond and shit too. This guy's got the fucking life. 20K, 10K, a lot? Is it worth it?
No, but it worked. One year we got close to 3,000 pounds of produce.
Oh, you did a great job here.
He's got
what
a nice
spark, Doc. Why'd you want to do this?
Nice house, right? Good lawn. Okay, he's got the solar set up. He's on some acres, got chickens, got some towers to shoot some shit.
There are physical things we've done out here that I won't talk about.
You got booby traps?
Being an old Marine.
What about your drinking water?
We'll go up here and I'll show you that system. If the house were to burn down, you could actually live over here. 90% of households in this country, after 4 days, 5 days, pretty much start to run out of everything. So that's the hybrid model. Close your gates, be self-sufficient.
What a fucking spread.
Doc, if the grid goes out and everything stops.
We're good. We could probably hang out for at least 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
So we're going to get into it today, but this is sort of off-grid 2.0.
Right.
You're not living in a cabin. You're living a modern-day life.
Live normal, be on the grid, luxuries, Uber Eats, whatever you want, but at the same time, be able to flip a switch and go off-grid if you need to. I'm trying to get away from gas. My chainsaw is electric. The mower is electric. This cart is electric, even though I have gas. People think that you have to own 100 acres, but we lived in neighborhoods all of our life, and I've always done this sort of backup hybrid where I've been prepared. My motto is prep and forget. Go live your life and enjoy because you were already prepared. You understand how little.
Yeah, he kind of did put himself on the map, but I think this is the way. I think this is the way. How many of you guys want to live like this? Do you guys want to live like this? Do you guys like the city? Some people like the city. Some people like the suburbs. I've always been in the suburbs kind of deal. This is like me getting older. Like this is what I want to do. You know, I want to be able to learn how to, you know, deal with chickens and shit. Let's see, 100%.
Go for it.
Tell the audience age here.
You can get an entire solar setup sent to your front door for $6,000 to $10,000.
Yeah? Does that mean like you don't have to pay electric bill anymore? Does that cover like heating and AC? Does that cover that, or do you need both? Like, should that cover it? Fuck the city. Goats and chickens is the life. I like the little goats. I went to a petting zoo around here where you could drive your car. Right in the petting zoo, and you drive your car into the zoo. Have you guys ever done that before? You guys seen the video of me feeding the zebra from my car, right? Yeah, press one if you've seen that video. There's a zoo around here that's pretty cool. In I believe it's in, is it in Missouri or Arkansas? I think it might be on the border, and you can just drive your car right up into the zoo, and you're just driving around, and you know the animals come up, and you can feed like. These animals that just come up to your door, and it's pretty fucking cool, man. It's awesome, actually. I actually gotta go do it once the weather gets better. I'm gonna plan on doing that again. That was fun. There's no apes there. I don't think there was apes there, but there's all kinds of other animals. All right,
go for it.
I drove my truck into a petting zoo, but it wasn't a drive-through petting zoo. LOL.
We're seeing. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Tiger Woff, and thanks for the love and support, guys. Okay, let's take a look at this clip here. What do we have? We have Alan Dershowitz, who was at Epstein Island, and he's on Newsmax, which I believe is a station for the boomers, and he's crying about Nazis. Let's hear about it.
We're seeing an attempted coup within the Republican Party by neo-Nazi fascists. Led by Kemp, who is a clear neo-Nazi fascist.
A neo-Nazi fascist. Okay, who is it?
Led by Kemp, who is a clear neo-Nazi fascist. And then also by Tucker Carlson, by Fuentes, by Owens.
We're Fuentes, by Owens, Carlson, Tucker Carlson? What do all these people have in common? I wonder.
40% of the world population sucks Jew dick. They're called Christians.
Oh, that's right. So here we have the Jew propping up the controlled opposition, okay? So everyone that he just listed, they know that there's no revolutionary spirit in Christianity. Sit around and wait for your Jew rabbi, okay? So, again, Jews are playing some three-dimensional chess right here.
By Fuentes, by Owens, we're seeing an attempt by these neo-Nazis to take over the Republican Party. Fortunately, good Republicans, headed by President Trump, are stopping it. And President Trump said, these people are not MAGA. These people are not my people. But they're trying to take over the Republican Party. And Pence blames Jews for everything. You know, he blamed the Jews for the Iraq War. Israel was against the Iraq War. I know because I spoke to Prime Minister Sharon.
Yeah, that's right.
Spoke to President Bush and urged him not.
My point is pretty much whatever you're seeing with the Nick Fuentes thing, like I showed you on the hit piece with the Entropy guys, Nick Fuentes is the top earner. The school shooter, alleged school shooter, this guy. You know, I was thinking about this. You guys remember I showed you the Entropy, the hit piece that they just did on me and the payment processor? Press one if you saw that. One if you saw that, or two if you missed it. You might have missed it. It's on a replay, the last show that I did, okay? I think it was the last show that I did. And I like, these beaners are suing me, right? So why aren't these people suing the shooter? But I was so shocked when I heard that. I was like, why are you suing me? Why aren't you suing the shooter and his family? What makes more sense? The guy who's got nothing to do with this kid's manifesto, or suing the family who actually shot your child? Huh? This to me makes me think that this whole thing, that something is fishy with this shooting, okay? Can anyone read between the lines? Why would a family sue someone who has nothing to do with their alleged loss of their child and not go after the family that took the child's life? Doesn't it seem like a little bit, it seems a little bit Sandy Hookish. Oh, the killer, well, I'm still saying that it still seems a little, the family isn't suing you. They said the killer was named in the lawsuit. The killer was named in the lawsuit. Why the fuck do they got the, why are the beaners even mentioned? But the point is if any lawsuit's going to be out there, why isn't the lawsuit going after this kid? Why is there no lawsuits against his family? That's what I want to know. Why is there no lawsuits against this digger's family? Okay, to me, that reeks of, you know, it reeks of a psyop, dude. It did sound like they were suing me. I thought they were suing me. Okay. All right, let's go on here. Speaking of the controlled op, okay, the controlled op. Here we got more of it here. Megyn Kelly. What's going on with Megyn Kelly? Is this a clone? Do you remember Megyn Kelly used to be hot back in the day? What happened to Megyn Kelly? She looks like dog shit. Does that even look like Megyn Kelly anymore? Wait, is that Megyn Kelly or is that someone else? Kelly Megan? Who the fuck is this? It's not. I thought this was Megyn Kelly. Is this not Megyn Kelly? Who the fuck is this? She's kind of got a horse face going.
I know what the Catholic Church teaches. We are the new Israel. That's what.
Who the is this the chick who got like fired from her job for talking about like? Who is this? Who the fuck is this? Is it Kelly? Keegan Melly? Carrie Bolton? Let me see. Who the fuck is this? Oh, it's Carrie Bowler. It says right there. Okay, hold on one sec. I thought it was Megyn Kelly. I was like, she looks different. Who is Carrie Bowler? Fucking. Oh. Wait, how do I spell her last name? Who is Carrie? Who is she? Let's see. Hold on. boomer moment. Okay. Carrie Bowler is an American model and former Miss California. And now she's a conservative opposing same-sex marriage.
Okay. I heard a theory that Megyn Kelly used to be Nicole Simpson, the mud shark O.J. Simpson murdered.
I don't know, man. I don't know. This could be Nicole Simpson, if you guys want to get weird. This could be a Nicole Simpson body double.
What the church teaches. We are the fulfillment of the old Israel. I mean, look at Jesus fulfilled it all on the cross. There's.
Do you see what's going on, guys? It looks like they're. It looks like Christianity's gotten so gay that Tucker Carlson is about to go CI. Okay. Does anyone feel like are we about to get everyone in America to go CI? This could be a tranny. Check the Adam's apple. This looks like they're going CI, man. This seems like this looks like that's what they're trying to pitch here, dude.
I know what the Catholic Church teaches. We are the new Israel. Uh-oh. That's what the church teaches. We are the fulfillment of the old Israel. I mean, look at Jesus fulfilled it all on the cross. There's he got when he said it is finished, the old was completely done. There is the new covenant now. Those who are in Christ, that is the new people of God. Uh-oh. It is very clear. This isn't even debatable. I don't even know why we're having this debate, which is why Bishop Barron and Cardinal Dolan should be like, yeah, it's what we believe. We are the new Israel. The land means nothing anymore. Yes, it's the Holy Land, but that's not some biblical. What are they going to? What's scary, Tucker, is these people like Paula White and Ted Cruz and Dan Patrick, they believe that there will be the Dome of the Rock will be torn down and they will rebuild that third temple. They're saying it now. Look at Pete Hegseth. There will be a rebuilding of this temple.
Oh, I know.
It is heretical and it is anti-Christian.
I know that.
Because yeah. They're going to bring in the animal sacrifices again.
Dude, they're going to, listen, man, what's going to happen, what I can see, is that we're lucky, okay? Because what I see is that they're going to break up Christianity right here, and these Christians are going to be killing each other. That's what I see, okay? Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like they're going to have your old version of Christianity where Christians believe that they read their book and they believe all that. And then you're going to have these other Christians that have this new like internet Christianity where they believe that they're the new God's chosen. And these people are going to end up killing each other. They're going to wage war on white people to kill each other with the fucking Christianity, dude. That's what's going to happen. Are you getting buffering? I'm not getting buffering right now. I'm not. Let's keep it going. It's 30 seconds here. Okay.
And the most anti-Semitic thing that they believe is that two-thirds of the Jews are going to be slaughtered. That's what these people believe. They're just manipulating them and using them. They don't really care.
Oh, everything you've said is true. I mean, Jesus describes himself as the temple.
Yes.
So
he is the temple.
Bro, this is crazy talk, bro. This is white people in 2026, bro. Claiming to be Jewish and talking about Jesus.
That's what these people believe. They're just manipulating them and using them. They don't really care.
Oh, everything you've said is true. I mean, Jesus describes himself as the temple.
Yes.
So
he is the temple.
Well, he says that.
He is the lamb that was slain, the final sacrifice.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, so yeah, we're fucking cooked. So yeah, we've got a list of things we got to get through. No big deal, guys. Just let's just make a list. Let me write that down. Let me just grab a piece of paper towel here. Does anyone got a pen? We just got to come up with some things here. Hold on one second. What do we have to do here as a race? Hold on. Let me grab a pen here, guys. Give me one second. I need to grab a pen. We got to take some notes here. It's not a big deal. Hold on. Okay.
going to take some notes here, guys. Just going to set a little goal list, what we need to do. Let's just write down some notes real quickly. Just going to write some notes down. Hold on 1 second. Okay, stream's buffering, but apparently I've already got tech waffing fixing that. All right, you guys here? Okay, what can we take some notes what we need to do just to just save the race here? Let's get some feedback from the audience here. I got a little bag I can write some stuff on here. Okay, so what do we need to do, guys? Let's write down some notes as the white race. Are you guys there? Press one if you guys can hear me. Okay, can you guys hear me? Okay, what should we make number one? White people, what's the number one thing that white people need to do? Okay, I'm writing this down. Save the race. Save the race notes. Save the race. Okay. Can we agree? What's the first thing we need to do? We're just writing some notes down. Okay. Stop paying. Okay, I kind of like that. I'm gonna jot that down as a note. Okay, stop paying taxes. That's actually not a bad idea. Stop paying taxes. Okay. Okay. You mean bill all the nons? Okay, bill nons. Okay. Okay, we're brainstorming first. Step one, get together. I like that. Get together. That's a good one. All right. What else we need? A political party with a militant wing. Political. I like that too, Zongongo. Political party. Okay. With militant wing. With militia. Okay. We'll do militia. Okay. Let's see. What else? Okay. Abolish Christianity. Okay. So we've got to... Okay, we'll put Christianity on the list here. No. Let's do Abrahamism. All right, let's just talk about the whole thing here because we don't want to just, not just Christianity, we don't want white people doing Islam either, okay? We could agree to that. Everyone needs to eat better, stop wasting. Okay, so be better with money. How many of you guys are good with your money? One, if you're good with your money, or two, you think you could be better. Be better with finances. Okay. We need to have this is not a bad idea. Okay, base with money, good with money, no goy slop. Okay, let's do that. No goy slop, no shit food. No shit food. All right, what else we got? That's something that's not talked about, is about people being, financially mature. Let's see, never hand money to a shitskin. Yeah, okay. Separate ourselves. Okay, I like that. Separate ourselves goes with get together. Okay, and separate. Separate and get together. Separate and get together. White unity project. Now, that's the thing that we need to have, is we need to have standards. Okay, so like when we're talking about a white unity project, right, and bringing people together, there needs to be standards. And I believe that, for me, if you're coming over to my house, I don't allow drinking at my house. Now, I'm not going to put him on blast, but there was a Christian who came over to my house and snuck some beers into my house. And I wasn't too happy about that when I found out down the road that they snuck beers into my house. I was actually pretty pissed off. I don't allow drinking. I don't allow dope smoking. I do not allow Christianity. Okay. Those are my big three. Okay. So what else are some other ideas that we got here? So right now we have be better with finances, no Abrahamism, political party with a militia, okay? We need to separate from the nons. We need to get together and be tribal, okay? I think I saw Mr. Tennessee say train. Training, yes, needs to be mandatory. Training, okay? And what else we got? Seeds, okay, rallies, regular meetings where we share ideas. Yeah, I like that. Meetings for organizing. Let's see. God. Let's see.
A headquarters. Yeah, I like the headquarters idea. I know we spoke about that, Tone. Practicing at the range, that goes with training. Joining an active club. Yeah. All right, what else we got here? How to expand meetings when Jews control the social media. What about local chapters, state by state? Yes, I do believe that in order to make this thing work, it needs to, you got to have high standards, right? I just don't want to take on your average Joe Schmo person. They've got to have, you know, some sort of worth, okay? Some sort of a merit, some sort of something to offer, right? Something to offer. Update here. Okay. So as far as the things that we covered here, okay, so we got stop paying taxes, you know, bill the nons, no shit food. What is the number one thing that we need to focus on? What is the number one thing that you think that we should focus on? My stream is buffering right now. I think we're dropping some viewers. But do. I like that, Erica. I think, you know, pulling our money and doing, you know, businesses is something that needs to be handled as well. Businesses and pulling money. Okay. I like that. That's something I talk with everyone about. Basket weaving meetups. I like that. Education is most people do not even know the enemy. Yeah. Well, you have to have an outreach. If you want this thing to grow, you'd have to be able to create something that, you know, these people that go door to door, these Christians that sell you Jesus, they have, like, you know, a whole kind of repertoire of what they're going to do when you open up your door and they say hello. You need that for white people. All right. So number one, I'm going to go, geez, what do you guys think? What should be the number one topic? Okay. So we got a lot here and this is a good start. It's a good start. What's number one? Come on, chat. What's number one? What do you think is the top priority? Self-improvement. I like that. I think that's a good, actually good. Self-improvement. Number one. I actually like that. Right? Because that puts it in your mind that you got to strive to be better. Strive for excellence, right? So it's self-improvement, right? What should be number two? What would you do number two? Accountability. I'm going to put accountability on the list down there in the topic here. Accountability, you think for number... Well, just... I want to see... You got keep throwing out those ideas for number two. Promote white families and values. Yes. Create more white children. Yes. I agree with that. Go off grid. I like that. None that can be done online. One of the things that I think is that you need business. Like, you need, like, some of the guys that I associate with, they all have, like, a contractor license, right? And I think that that's one of the things is, like, if you want to be able to bring people to an area, these people got to be able to do basic common sense white man shit, like, you know, framing a house, you know, pouring concrete, that kind of shit. I think that a lot of that stuff kind of goes, you know, untalked about. But in order to keep people working and being able to be, you know, mask off and talking about this stuff, they have to have some sort of protection for their finances, right? So I guess one of the things that we're kind of leaving out there is how to protect people, how to insulate people from being openly outspoken for their race and not lose their ability to generate income, right? I think that's really one of the things in the secret sauce here that we got to be thinking about. Mm-mm. Let's have a single whites night. Yeah, listen, when everything gets
gets to that level, I think so, but, like, you know, I think, yeah, a white economy. Yeah, white economy. Keeping it within, keeping the money in-house, keeping money in-house. In-house. Skill trades are good. White's only currency. How could you do that, though? You need people that are a lot smarter to be able to create some sort of a, you know, white currency. Hot take, but I don't think most people even need to mask off. They need to be able to seriously contribute to those who are. That's true. That's true. I've done some people that are worth millions. I'm like, dude, what are you doing with millions of dollars? Why don't you fucking put something together? You know? If I had fucking millions of dollars and I saw some people, I'd be like, dude, go make something happen. And fucking, and here's the deal. Like, people that are good with money like that, they know how to protect their money. Create more. Listen, I'm all for creating white children, okay? But one of the hang-ups that I get on the create white children thing is that we're not, you got to understand that we're not going to outbreed this, and you're going to need a level of people that are willing to kick out the fucking non-whites, okay? If we don't get these fucking people out, okay, there's no, I would be more focused on how do we drive out the nons. I'm not saying, like, don't have children, but, like, everyone thinks that just pumping out the babies is going to save the race. It's not the reason why we're not having babies is because there's too many non-whites in this country, and it's by nature that women don't want to procreate when they're surrounded by non-whites. So if you drive out the non-whites and you're able to keep fucking, I'm not opposed to it. Don't get me wrong. I do think it's very important for people to create white children, right? I think that's very, very important, but I'm saying the focus needs to be driving these fuckers out of here. Okay, because a lot of the create children things, like, kind of sitting around and waiting. Help each other put money into law offices and then hire them to represent you. Play classical music everywhere. I like that. Environmental has to be safe and procreating. Women given too many freedoms. Are we really going to go into the Nick Fuentes fucking women bashing thing? I really think that's gay. The reason why women suck right now is because men sucked and let it happen. That's the truth. Okay, we got soft and let our fucking women get out of line. That's the truth. And if you let fucking your woman control you, bro, then you don't. You know, if you have a problem with women, then you have a problem as a man. Because I've never had a woman. I've never had a woman problem. I've had too many women problem. Okay, and I never let some broad fucking run my fucking life. Period. Let's see. Yeah, a criminal mindset. That's not a bad idea. Well, how do we put this together? How do we get people that are serious, and how many people are just okay with being where they're going to be at? Yeah, I'm not into women bashing either. And the big issue that I have, I could bring in a lot more people into what I've got going on. But the thing is, I'm not willing to compromise with Christians. I'm just not willing to do it. And I know some other groups, they do allow Christians and pagans to intermingle, but I'm not doing that. I do believe that this is a mind virus, and this is part of the fucking, if we don't have an accountability towards our fucking people, I'm not going to sit around and advocate for some fucking bullshit fucking Jew religion just because you're white. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to have Christians in the inner circle, period. I'm not going to go out of my way to associate with them. So. Well, listen, I had a good time with you guys tonight. Thank you guys for all the love and support. I didn't have the best show, and I know you guys got a ton of clips. So I'll be sure to use some of those tomorrow. Sometimes it's just fun to talk with you guys and not do quotes. Appreciate it.
Savage Red Crow sent $10.
Thanks,
solutions
man.
Are great, but you know Ben Clausen has a lot. Honestly, one of the best shoes I've ever seen tonight.
Ben Clausen's a shit.
Eriker sent $14.88 when you go see Devil's Tower. Shoot over to Bear Country 2 hours away over the South Dakota border.
Oh, yeah?
It's like Jurassic Park with bears and wolves.
No shit.
Not a petting zoo.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Who sent that? Let me see that. Eriker, thank you very much. Savage, what is that? Savage Red Crow says, solutions are great, but you know, Ben Clausen has a lot. Honestly, one of the best shoes I've ever seen tonight. Best shows? Oh, well, thank you. You put shoes. I think you meant shows. Thank you for the kind words. So anyhow, my life's exciting. You know, I'm pretty excited. I try to get people together and do these dinners, and I've got plans for other things that I can't talk about. Some of these stuff I'd love to share with you guys, but, you know, being too open about it can, you know, jeopardize me being able to get the job done. And I don't like to... I'd rather get the job done and then tell you about it rather than kind of put it out there. It's kind of like that dreamer thinking. You know, I could talk to myself about it, but you kind of have that dopamine hit where you tell people about it. And then when you tell people about it, it tricks your brain and make you think you already did it, right? So I've got a lot more to do. Just say that. Super chat donations don't show up on the upper left. Sum total for donations. I don't know what you mean there. I don't. Are you saying the chat? The donation bar is broken. I see 194 on the entropy. Yeah. Don't tip Don't tip Don Whites. And you know what you should do is if you don't tip Don Whites, you should take a picture of it, right? And blur out your statement or whatever, and then upload it to the internet. When I did that, I don't know if you guys saw that. I was saying when I did some activism in LA, I bought everyone dinner. We went to this like really nice dinner and I bought everyone food. And I tipped the waiter zero because it was an on. And I posted it on Gab and it got to Reddit and everyone was like, this motherfucker. I mean, that's a simple way. I mean, that's a simple way to get these fucking people like thinking like when I see a non-white, I don't open the door. When I go eat at a non-white restaurant. I know some people are like diehard and they're like, I won't even eat at a non-restaurant. Hey, more power to you. You know, sometimes I can't help a good quesadilla or a taco or some Benihana type shit. But, you know, if you don't tip and you promote that to people and get them thinking tribally, it's not a bad idea. These people do not deserve any of our fucking money. These people are already taking everything from us. You saw that video that white girl was talking about, just how much white people are paying into taxes. Tell beaters you're calling ICE. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Public shaming. Are we doing CQ Radio tonight? Late SS, man. Thank you very much. Jeez Louise, dude. Thank you. Wow. Thanks, man.
We have to take stock in what we already have and then build from there. Use our skill sets from each and every person. Build the community, strengthen, educate. We have the will to do this. White power and white excellence.
Thank you, Blade. It was very kind of you, man. Yeah, so, you know, that's what I, you know, look forward to is, you know, I'm not going anywhere. And I've got a lot of stuff I still need to do at the ripe age of 43. God, I wish I was 24 doing this. I wish I was. Maybe not. I might do something fucking radical. Set everyone back. They're like, yeah, that guy. Maybe it's better that I'm at where I'm at now. Anyhow, let's say thank you to everyone that shared the stream and supported the stream. Thank you, guys. Round of Romans. CQ Radio coming up next. Shout out to the best audience in the world, coming to the best show on the planet. Shout out to the best new fucking pro-white website and all the tech guys that put this together. Big shout out to Gulak. Right? Great work. Shout out to all the streamers. Get to know them. We got Dixie Waffen. We got Cost, Cost Commander, who's new on the site. We got Tone doing his music. We got Navo, we have Alias, we've got Face, and yeah, we got some people. We got Christian Whistleblower. It's been a while. I got to call him up. But yeah, keep an eye out for these guys. There's a little ticker that kind of gives you a heads up on who's going live, so take a look at that.
And thank you guys for sticking with me tonight. And sorry it wasn't the best show. But again, keep in mind, we got OME TV on Friday. We have OME TV on Saturday. All right. So with that being said, it's going to be a big week. All right. So we're starting off a little slow. Okay. But that's because this is going to be a... It's going to be a long week, okay? This might be a long month. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if you guys want to see it or not. Anyhow, with that being said, I got to say, Mom, Dad, thanks for making me. My stepdad, Brian, thanks for being a part of my life. And we must secure the existence of our people in a future for white children. So get sober and stay sober, white man, okay? Discipline is necessary. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. Hard times create strong men. And the cycle continues, okay? So we have no room for weak white wussies, okay? We have no room for dope-addicted derelicts, okay? We need white people to take accountability for themselves, and we've got to do better and really put our best foot forward, or we are going to die. Our women are going to be raped, and our children will be killed. That's where we're at. So take it serious. And I will see you guys tomorrow night. So thank you guys for being here. Stick around for CQ Radio. I'll be streaming that here. I don't know if anyone else is going live after me, but really appreciate you guys. All right. So thank you very, very much. I think we hit bonus tonight. I think we're pretty close. I'm not sure. You guys do the math. Let me say thank you to everyone real quick, to everyone that supported the stream. Don't know Waffin, you guys are always... Come through, man. Appreciate it. Blade SS, my man. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. We got Tiger Waffin. Thank you very much. Angry White Cringe. Base White Chad. Billy Bats. Bud Sharknado. No Political Solution. Alias, my man. What's up, dude? Chrono, thank you very much. Jaff Goy, my man. Gnarls, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Try not to shit on the mods. Big Ben, White Power, man, thank you. French, big thank you as always. Robbie J, White Power. Return to Europa, my man. Big Romans, dude. All right, and I got to say, everyone, I got to say thank you to everyone on Power Chat. Erica, thank you. Savage, Red Crow, thank you very much. Winterhawk, thank you. Barbara Waffen, snapped out of Christianity. You hear that? You hear that? You hear that? That's awesome. Who else we got? I think that's everyone. Return to Europa. Tommy Rabbi Scum. And 88 Keys, my man. Thank you very much. Is that everyone? I think that's everyone. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be with you tomorrow. We're going to be doing CQ Radio next. All right, and we have a channel for CQ Radio. If you guys want to link it, we have a CQ Radio official channel. So I think GoToGoy is going to be streaming that time to time. That's kind of like a channel that we're going to keep it open to people that want to stream on it. GoToGoy is kind of like our guy right now that's really holding it down. So be sure to give him a follow on X and repost the CQ space for everyone if you can. It would really help get the show started a lot faster. Okay, we need people sharing it. So, anyhow, thank you guys. Appreciate you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! You can get this shirt over at Odin's Shop, odinsmarketshop.com. But make sure you want it in the front. If you want it in the front, it doesn't come in the front. You got to tell me you want it in the front. All right? Get your frill on. Camera one, we are done. Camera two, fuck the Jews, hail Europa, hail Hitler, hail the white race. Hail my sober waffen, get sober, stay sober, man. Proud of you guys and all the guys that are trying to get sober. Don't give up on yourself, don't kill the wrong person. All right, be nice to yourself, but be disciplined and never give up. And to all the white families making pro-white children, white fucking power. Congratulations to GoToGoy and his baby girl and Miss GoToGoy. You guys have a good one. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Hail victory. Hail the white race. Rahoa. Motherfucker and nigger nigger fuck Jesus. You guys have a good one.
All right, take it easy. You son of a biscuit. Yeah!